They're ready to go.
Racing. Cubador on the outside is trying hard. It's Weeks in front. Cubador's coming at her. Weeks is holding on. The Great Bear complete. The Great Bear.
Here he comes. Chautauqua. Boom! Right over the top. Chautauqua takes out the TJ.
All right, so run me through last week. What happened?
Tough.
How did we go?
Very bad. So the downpour did no one anyone favours last week.
Oh, yeah, it was a swamp incident,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So Manal got the job for us in the size produce, and that was about it. it didn't go well, had a lot of seconds, obviously. Amelia's Jewel couldn't quite run down Oscar's Fortune, so good luck to
Oscar's Fortune.
Friend of the podcast. Yep. So I blame you for that because you said I hope it wins and you cost me an absolute fortune.
Hey, I was hoping for people who I know.
Hello, I'm right here.
They own the horse, though.
Oh, my Lord. So, it was just tough. Let's not beat around the bush. I Wish I Win ran third. Tom Kitten ran fourth. Imperatriz is now retired. Cylinder's now retired. The Doncaster was a shit show as well, obviously. The winners were just hard to find, basically.
Yep.
Really, Celestial Legend was a good winner of the Doncaster. Chains of Lightning at $30 won the TJ, like no chance. Obviously, Riff Rocket managed to get the job done in the Derby. The horse I tipped in the purse taste got scratched, so Bustling won that. And obviously in the fillies, Golden Kathleen was a good winner as well. So it was a tough day. Globe didn't go great. First Immortal went busted. Autumn Angel got scratched, so I had a fair few scratchings. Obviously, I Wish I Went third. He's Angelic went busted. So disappointing. Disappointing day.
But we say it all the time on this part of the podcast is there's always next week. And this week I see, you love Sydney, and I'm just going to have to follow you in here. I'm just going to have to listen to everything because I've done nothing.
So
don't ask me for tips. Maybe I'll try to find one. But
so we're talking four group ones in Sydney and a fair few group twos. So in Melbourne, they're all in Victoria. They're racing at Bendigo, so a bit off the track there. So I've sort of steered clear from Bendigo. A couple of nice races there. Didn't really find. I found one that I don't mind, but it was a tough day at the office there. So we're
heading to Randwick race four to start.
We're going to go basically in our numerical order here. So we're going to go race four. We've got the 1,200 metres Percy Sykes. So the favourite's Lady of Camelot. It's scratched from last week. Would have been live in the market to race in this. So it's 240. We've got Aniza is 550. We have Drifting $8. Amina $9. And then we have a few else around the market. We've got $14 for More Territories, Two Darn Lizzie, $15. So the obvious one here that stands out like dog's nuts is Lady of Camelot, Golden Slipper winner. I have issues. On speed horse, 59 kilos, giving away 5 kilos to majority of the field, barrier 13.
Ooh.
So high weight, high barrier, 240. Is it the best horse? Probably. Do I want to be taking those odds? No.
Is that the one from the video with Gay when she's upset
Correct.
That another horse didn't win?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, really? Yeah.
So I'm going to Learned Friend J-Mac. So there is a horse called Amina. It's paying $9. So if you go through Amina's form, it had a maiden win at Bendigo, 1,000 metres, 4 lengths, solid. Then went to Caulfield, won an open race, 2-year-old race, 2.3 lengths. And then ran up the state to Flemington and went down by a length and a half. The issue there, it was on the inside.
Yeah.
So you know up the straight, how we always talk about it, straight races,
straight horses.
Yep. There's also lanes. So sometimes the inside is good and the outside is bad and sometimes vice versa.
Yep.
That day, outside fantastic, inside bad. It was on the inside. So I think it's a great chance. At $9, good draw.
Three starts, two winners.
Yep. Barrier 5. It's going really well. J-Mac, $9.
And not expecting any rain?
No, it's going to be good. I've done my weather.
So it's not soft and it runs well
on
good.
They might water it to be a bit soft, but it's not going to be anything like the week before.
Yep.
$9, $270 a place when you're taking Lady of Camelot 240 win. I know who I'd rather be with the place. So I'm going to go with Amina on top. Lady of Camelot for second for obvious reasons. So for third, I have third is scratched. So that was To Be Sure. No, it wasn't.
To be sure.
To be or not to be. Sorry. That is scratched. That's who beat Amina last start. So I'm putting Drifting in. So Drifting's had a win, a second, and a win as well. The concern for me with it is the 1,200 metres. It's won 1,200 metres last start, but I think it was on the Travelator that day, and it had the lead, and the leading and the rail was suited that day. Look, it's definitely a chance. I've got it in for third. It was fourth. Next best, I'll probably chuck in Aniza.
Yeah.
It is in the market, Lane and Moody. It had some really good starts in Melbourne. It hasn't quite found its groove in Sydney. It was shade disappointing in the slipper, so I will have it next best. But yeah, Amina each way, race four at Randwick.
Good, and now we move on to race five.
Race five. So we've got the Arrowfield Sprint for three-year-olds in the market. We've got Osmosis 310. We've got Schwarz at 550. We have Learning to Fly $9. We have Jolly Star $9. We have Arkansas Kid $11. So Osmosis is the horse that won the Coolmore Sprint, which is the major sprint for three-year-olds in Australia. That is during the carnival. It is on Derby Day, and it flew up the track and won. First up, a couple of weeks ago, it was nasty. So it's obviously got a zero next to its name. It ran 14th out of 14th. Out of the gates, it ran 14 lengths off Zapateo. It launched almost Rachel King out of the saddle. So it bucked, knuckled, and it was just way, way, way out the back.
Yeah,
so
right.
It went around for just shits and giggles. So had to trial to get back into the races again. It just sat out the back, jogged around. It can run again. If it brings – it's never done that before in its career. Its form is elite. It is absolutely elite. If we go back to that first at Flemington, it's beating I'm Unstoppable. It's beating all these absolute studs, Cylinder and all them. They're all gone. So
there's some guns in this race.
Yeah. So it's been back 310. Rachel King, barrier four. If it jumps, I've definitely got it on top. I think it's better than these. One at odds I'm giving a bit of a chance to is a horse called Jolly Star. So if we go down to number 11, Jolly Star, its form is spell 2-2-2-2-2-1. So it's had five starts, two wins, 3 seconds. Its best form, I'm not going to lie, is over longer. So it won the Guinea for 1600 metres for the fillies. It's had some seconds to some really good horses before that. Obviously, 1200 is a bit short of its best, but it has won over 1200 before. It's had one win, 1 second from two starts first up. Chris Waller knows his stuff. Barrier six, I think it's going to camp on a good speed, and it's not without chance. I've got Arkansas Kid in for third. It was a very good run first up, so it's got all stats all around the place, but it's been racing in Melbourne. It's come down to Sydney. The second to Estrella. Estrella is an absolute flying machine. So 2.5 off Estrella. It's fantastic form. It's also got better form over 14 and 1600 as well. But look, it has to be in with a chance. The other one I've got is Schwarz. Schwarz was flying in track work, apparently. Everyone's got a massive horn for it.
Yeah, right.
But it's J-Mac, and it's a bit drifting in price, so I have it for fourth. Obviously, it ran behind the ill-fated Brave Mead, who unfortunately is no longer with us. So,
nothing for Learning to Fly?
Yeah, it's definitely the next best. The barrier 14 was the concern for me. So I definitely think it's a chance. I like it. I've tipped it before, but 14 of 14 is a bit yucky for me, so I'm happy to let it go.
Cool. And then race six.
This one should be pretty easy. My girl's going around. So we got the Oaks. So this was going to be my pyramid area, but I've decided no. I'm going to stick with my guys, the Giants, till they let me down. So it's three in a row for them. So Orchestral, $160. We have Zardozi, $5.
You know what happened last time at the pyramid when you
exactly
should have taken Orchestral.
Yep. Autumn Angel, $6.50. We have Tutta La Vita, $11. Quintessa 13, it's $26 into 13, then a shitload over $100. So, look, we said this last time. It's a moral. It's a machine. Obviously, it's been up for a fair while, which is the only concern I have, but it had Zardozi's measure last time. It sits in front of it. It is now up to a trip which is better suited for over 2400. I just think it's better than these, so it wins.
Does it worry you that it hasn't run on the track before?
No.
Okay.
Because it didn't run on the track last start either.
Yeah, okay.
And it came out and won. So Zardozi's obviously flying. Didn't race in the Derby last week, save for this. Tommy Marquand, Aussie Tom's on. So that's the danger. obviously, Autumn Angel, I was with it last start. It got scratched. Obviously, this is out to a trip. Missing the run is not ideal, but you back Peter Moody in. And Tutta La Vita obviously tried to steal it last start, but Orchestral knuckled down and nailed it. It is better suited over this trip, Orchestral. It is better than these. This is a superstar on the rise. I've tipped this, I think, every start for the past four out of the past five, and I've pyramided it, I think, once, if not twice. So this is my girl. It's a weapon.
Good. And then race seven.
Race seven. We're now in the Sydney Cup, which is concerning, 3,200 metres. The horse that I wanted to back has not accepted. That did not help.
Who was that?
That was More Felon. So I was with that with Jamie Carr with the Melbourne Cup, but it drew barrier 24. It's come out and won some races. Something's obviously gone wrong. It's not here. So we run through the market. Circle of Five for Andrea Atsini coming down from Honkers is $5. We have $6.50 for Ashram. We have $7.50 for Athabasca, $9 for Carlipore. $11 Serpentine, $13 Ahmad, $14 Manzoy, $16 Glentaneous. 3,200 metres is much like a 1,000-metre race. We need specific horses that we know that are going to run the trip. It very much is. So if we're looking for the best 3,200-metre form, where do you start, Scott?
In the UK or Europe?
No. Where do you start in Australia?
I don't know.
It's called the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, yes. That'll be handy. Yeah. Yes.
So
that's a pretty long race.
Ash Run ran 4.8 lengths fourth in the Melbourne Cup. That is supreme form. It came out at Caulfield, had a pipe opener, ran fourth, then went to Pakenham, won by 1.8 over 2,500. It then ran 3.8 lengths off behind Carlipore and More Felons. Carlipore somehow held on that day. I don't know how, but out to 2,000 metres. Ashram, we know, runs well. Willow is on Seymour. I think it goes very, very close. I'm now trying to pick horses who run the 3,200 metres. So bear with me here. There's a horse called Salino. It's run in a few Melbourne Cups. It's had six starts over 3,200, three wins.
Yeah.
That is solid. This prep, it is building, 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 building. It's gone eighth of eighth, sixth of seventh, eighth of 12th. It's now out to 3,200. Its last 3,200-metre run, it won in Brisbane. $31. Give me some of that.
Yep.
Next, I have Maharajan, two starts at the trip, two wins. So it is coming from New Zealand. We know the New Zealand staying horses go very well. Two out of its last four starts, it has won over 3,200 metres. It's definitely a chance. And the other one I'm giving a chance to is Carlipore. Carlipore, obviously, as I just said, knocked off Ashrun last start. It's only had the one run over 3,200 in the Melbourne Cup. It ran 20th. So it ran 26 lengths behind Ashrun.
What about Loft? Two starts, two wins from the distance. Yeah. It's paying a shitload.
It is. But Loft, for me, they've been talking it up, talking it up, talking him up. It was once favourite for the 22 Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Then you can see it had a massive injury. It didn't race from August 22 to February this year.
Yeah.
If it was back 2 years ago, I'd be well keen on it, not now. So I'm going Ashrun on top, Salino, Maharajan, Carlipore. It's a bit of value there.
Yeah, good.
Tough race, that one.
And then we move on to
the big one.
The animal so that we, hurt us.
We go to the one. Big one, the race QE2 eight. Stakes. Yep. So the favourite is Via Sistina, $2.25. Pride of Jenny, $4.20. Cascadia, $9. Mr. Brightside, $9.50. Place du Carousel, $11. CL Wolf, $13. This might be bad areas. This might be, some might say, contradicting. Might be controversial.
Oh, boy.
I'm going against the pyramid.
Oh, boy. That means pyramid time.
I'm going with Pride of Jenny to win.
Yeah.
So, last start, Cascadian ran it down. It took most of the whole length of the straight to run it down.
Yeah.
The straight at Flemington is very long. This track, the straight, is a little bit smaller. I think it leads from barrier three. I think Declan Bates rolls and rates it. She is not as effective over 2,000 as she is over 1,600. Here is the kicker for me. Via Sistina came out and won last up. The time, last 600 was the second fastest since Winks.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the time that Prada Jenny ran over the same distance in Melbourne was 4.5 seconds faster than what Via Sistina did.
Okay.
So Via Sistina can fly home off a slow speed. How is she going to go when Prada Jenny has her bust in her ass to keep up at the 1,000 metres and yep. Declan Bates is rolling out sectionals? I've seen her runs in the UK. Her UK form, as we said last night, is way better than all these. How will she go when Prada Jenny puts her in the red zone and really gasses her? So,
yeah, right. Look,
Prada Jenny was paying $8 last week and it was into $4.20 now, so some of the $8 would have been nice. But I'm putting Prada Jenny on top. Got Via Sistina for I've got Cascadian for second. So I'm going the Melbourne Australian Cup form is better than the Sydney Round Vet form. So I've got Cascadian for second. It's a try, always flies home. Look, you saw it last start, loves a 2,000 metres. I've got Via Sistina for second, for third, sorry, visually impressive, not for slow speed. Can she do it off a fast one? And Palace du Carousel wasn't that far behind Via Sistina last run, but they did walk and it did go slow. So I'm with Prada Jenny. Big race.
Yep.
Very interesting. Starts with Via Sistina. I understand why. We'll see who gets the chockies on Saturday.
What about, again, just I like to throw these out there. A horse like Lindemann, right? Distance, 3 starts, 2 wins. Good, 6 starts, 2 wins in a second. Chris Waller, Tim Clark, like
it's the grade. So if you look who it's racing, it beat Carlapore over 2,000 last start. Carlapore's now in the Sydney Cup.
Yeah.
Over 1,600, Think It Over and Fangirl had it pretty covered. And then Fangirl and Militarize had it covered before that. I'm not quite sure it's up to this grade.
Okay. All right. Yep, cool.
We move on to the Queen of the Turf. Now, interestingly, a tissue has gone in the QE2.
I was wondering it was scratched from that race.
So it's running here. Yeah. So obviously with the market, we got Zoo Got You 360. We have a tissue 460. We have Tropical Squall 650. We have Alentia 850. And then we've got Samana $12, Macarena $13. So Tim Clark got the sack after that last ride. So if this was a wet track, I would be balls deep in Zugotchi. Yeah. It is not. So you look at the stats for Zugotchi, you look at barrier one, what does it say? Soft, 5 starts, 4 wins. Heavy, 4 starts, 2 wins in a second. Good, 5 starts, 1 win. If they don't water the bollocks out of the track, I don't think this thing wins. I think it's got none.
But even still, that's race 9, so they...
It could be dried out then. Yeah. So I'm pretty strongly with a tissue here. So a tissue, obviously, J-Mac, I thought he would ride this. Blake Shin is definitely no loss here. The third, the form behind Cascadian and Prada Jenny is huge for this race. It did win the start before that. It is flying. I've got it on top. Zoo Got You for second. Obviously, it is going very, very well the last two. It's much better this prep. The soft track, lack of soft track, I'm not – like it's a question mark for me. Obviously, Alentia, I've been tipping it. It flew home last start. It's up in trip again. So up to the 1600, I'm not as confident, but it's definitely a chance. And Samana has been humming. So
yeah, that's odd. I was going to bring that one up.
Yeah, Samana's definitely a chance. So its form is great. So obviously it won well at the Gold Coast and it came out to Randwick, and much to my chagrin, when Tommy Berry lost the compass, it nailed Alentia on the line and then it ran huge behind Zugotchi. So
does it worry you that there's an apprentice on board?
No, because Dylan Gibbons is elite. He's outridden his claim, so he has a zero claim.
Okay.
So he's a very good jock. So it's definitely a chance. So if you're playing a quad, you definitely want all those in your quad, and you'd probably definitely want Tropical Squall as well.
Yep.
Good race.
Good. And then are we going to Ascot?
We're going to Ascot because it's the WA Derby. Now, interestingly, the favourite from the Derby has been scratched. So Zip Away is out. So we now go with the market. The favourite is Bucket's Ridge with One Wizard Pike, 440. Own the Queen is 460. A Lot of Good Men is $5. And then there's a lot more. Flash of Dallas, $12. So Zip Away Out has really changed this. So For mine, I've got Own the Queen on top. I just can't really bring myself to back the Wizard. Own a Queen has just been winning, and it has been sitting back and it has been steaming home. So there's no reason why it cannot do that again. Bucket's Ridge for the Wizard I've got running second. Look, it was a really good run in the Mel Vista. It's definitely around the mark. I've got Alaskan for third. It didn't was a bit run a bit flat in the Mel Vista, but the run before that, three wide, the trip was fantastic. I've parted ways with a lot of good men, and I will probably go a horse called In Good Order. Barrier 19 really put me off it. It's the widest gate. It's a huge setback, but it has been hitting the line of these lead-up races. So I have Owned the Queen on top there.
Good, like it. And now, send us to make some money.
All right. So I sort of precursored this before I've mentioned this one. So Sydney Race 5, number one, Osmosis. I'm banking that it jumps. Its best form is better than that field. Barrier 4, Rachel King should sit it right on speed, should be a huge chance. So Sydney Race 5, number one. Osmosis, I've already said it, Memorial, Orchestral, Sydney Race 5, Race 6, sorry, number one. We then go to the one that I like at Bendigo. So if we go to Race 5, Bendigo, it is a handicap race. There is a horse, number 10, called Moby Dick.
Ooh.
Moby Dick has got blows. It's $1.65 out to $2. It's $2 now.
Oh, that's so juvenile.
So that $1.65.
Moby Dick has blows.
It sure does. So it's been racing at Pakenham, and it had a 3.8th main length win. Then it had a 3-length benchmark 64 win. So it is up in grade. It has low weight. Yeah. I think it goes very well. Barrier 3, Jai McNeil. It's out to a much better price now, so we get on it. Good. We're now going to Adelaide.
Adelaide, there, yeah.
There's race four, there's an 1,100-meter race, and there is a horse, number one, called Stretton Angel. So if we look at Stretton Angel's form, it's 6 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. So it had a win at Morfettville. Then it went to Flemington up the straight. It got nailed right in the line, went huge. Then it raced up the straight again. It beat I'm Unstoppable. I'm Unstoppable ran just behind Osmosis in the Coolmore. So that's really good form. It then had a run in November in the Coolmore where it ran 7th, and then it came out and had a pipe opener a few weeks ago, and it's ran just behind Estrella and Arkansas Kid. That form is elite for this field. So, yes, it does have the weight, but look, Barrier 1, if Lockie Nydorf can just get some clear air, the main danger is Osmar. It's got a wider gate. I'm tipping the class to get. Look, the 4-kilo weight swing is a worry, but the class, I think, will get it over the line. So that's Morfettville Race 4. Number 1, Stretton Angel. We then go to Doomben. I found my best bet at Doomben is Race 6, number 7, Doomben. Extravagant Jeez,
you're all
Star.
Over the country.
Yeah, because Ascot was terrible in my Bendigo.
Sorry, what?
Race 6, Race number six. 7, Extravagant Star. So yep. Extravagant Star hasn't had much luck this prep. Barrier 3 for the premier jockey in Queensland, Ryan Maloney. It's been racing at Rose Hill. So it ran 0.3 behind Shadows of Love and a benchmark 78. Then it ran in an open. It ran behind Chain of Lightning, 3.8 lengths. What happened last week? Chain of Lightning won the TJ.
Yep.
Going to Doomben, I think that's pretty good form for that. Yes. So we back in Extravagant Star. We then go to Belmont. No, we don't go to Belmont. No, that's not what I wanted. I'm missing my Ascot tip. Where is my Ascot tip? Race nine. I was wondering why that page wasn't there. I'm missing one page.
Race nine.
No, race. It's either race eight or race nine.
Who are we looking for?
Fast Flicker. So
it's not race nine.
Race eight then.
Yeah.
Race eight, Fast Flicker. Fast Flicker form 0-1-2-1-1-0. The Pontiff was riding last start, put it in an absolutely horrendous position. And it just did not get a run, and then he stopped riding and just gave up, basically. And it ran 4.2 lengths, 14th, $2.70. Good track, loves it. Distance, loves it. Pontiff is off.
There's a Pike Williams horse.
That really doesn't bother me, to be honest. So Fast Flicker Triscari is flying.
Yeah.
Pike Williams just means we get a better price. So that is Ascot Race 8, number 4, Fast Flicker. My best each way, I'm going to Bendigo.
Bendigo.
I'm going to race eight. And this horse has a lot of weight, but it is number one, Sunshine in My Pocket. It has had 3 starts for 3 wins in the Bendigo Guineas.
Yep.
This horse is humming. So basically, maiden Ballarat, got the job done. Went to Sandown Lakeside, got the job done. Stuck there, got the job done again. Obviously, up in weight is a bit of a concern, but this is not an easy race. I think it's got a lot of class. The weight is a concern, but each way, $6, $2.25 a place. I want to be with it each way. And my best roughie of the day gave it out, Sydney Cup. Randwick Race 7, number 6, Salino at $31. So
good.
Sydney Race 5, number 1, Osmosis. Sydney Race 6, number 1, Orchestral. Bendigo Race 5, number 10, Moby Dick. Morphaville Race 4, number 1, Stratton Angel. Doomben, which was Race 6, number 7, Extravagant Star. And then we had Ascot Race 8, number 4, Fast Flicker. Best Each Way, Bendigo Race 8, number 1, Sunshine in My Pocket. And Best Roughie, Sydney Cup, Randwick Race 7, number 6, Salino. Have you got anything for me?
I've got one. I might have two.
Okay, where's your one? Let's start with your one.
Where do you reckon we're going to go?
Midway.
It is a...
Midway Championship Final.
Race 1, Randwick. What is that?
It's just a mile. Oh,
okay, yeah. We're going with Just Party.
Okay.
No other reason, but I like its form. I like Tim Clark. Barrier 4, he usually is a leading jockey, so I'm going to just back that thing to lead
one,
the whole way.
Obviously, $1.40 win at Wyong. This is obviously up in grade. Looks a few chances in this race, but you're right, should be able to put it on speed, definitely in the mix. Yep.
That's all I've got.
And what was your other one?
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. I've got nothing. I told you I've been cooked this week.
Of course
so
you have. Of course
I usually have a whole thing of Excel spreadsheets. And
yeah.
Is it me?
No, it's me.
Is it you?
It's my feet.
Oh, it's your feet.
Yeah,
that's what he's
keep
coming at.
Because I talk, I do this, and I move my hands and my feet. That's why I was wearing my socks before, because you can't hear that when I have my socks.
I was watching your hands. I thought you was like,
doing
that, and I was like, oh.
No, it's feet.
And I was like, what, is it me? It's weird.
Oh, that got a bit hot on my feet there.
That's how you create electricity.
Exactly. Zap.
Next week, big race, Quokka.
We're working on a guest.
No, but we have Amelia's Jewel in that.
Correct.
Our
bet.
Yeah.
So I wish I win. Couldn't quite get it done for us, unfortunately.
But
we do have Amelia's Jewel. I'm on Amelia's Jewel. We're on Amelia's Jewel. Hey, if Oscar's Fortune wins and we can get into the winner's room, we'll cheer for Oscar's Fortune.
Aaron, if you're listening, just look out for little people.
Something for us battlers here, out in general admission with the battlers.
Who knows where we'll be. But anyway, enjoy the races this weekend. Hopefully
it will
some goods for you.
No weather means better betting. So I'm more confident. Orchestral best of the day. Get around it.
Mortgage, Orchestral, free money.
And then sponsor us and we can invest it for everyone else.
We'll see you next week.